Today's topic I'd like to share with you is He will let us choose. You know, Adam and Eve were created by God, and they were told not to eat of the forbidden fruit. We know the story. They chose to disobey God, and God let them. Adam and Eve had two sons, Abel and Cain. Both were sons of Adam, and Abel chose God, to obey God, and offer the best to God. Whereas Cain chose murder, and God led him. Abraham and Lot were both pilgrims in Canaan. Abraham chooses God, and Lot chooses to live in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, and God lets him. David and Saul, both kings of Israel. David chooses God. Saul chooses power, and God lets him. When we come to the New Testament, Peter and Judas both deny their Lord Jesus. Peter seeks after mercy, whereas Judas seeks death, and God lets him. In every age of history, on every page of Scripture, the truth is revealed. God allows us to make our own choices. And no one shows this more clearly than our Lord Jesus. Because according to Him, we can choose a narrow gate or a wide gate, a narrow road or a wide road. Let us turn to our Scripture for today, Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So we can choose to walk the narrow, go into the narrow gate or the wide gate, take the narrow road or the wide road, the big crowd or the small crowd. We can also choose to build our house on rock or sand, to serve God or riches, to be numbered among the sheep or numbered among the goats. Turn to Matthew 25, verse 46. Matthew 25, verse 46. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. God gives eternal choices, and these choices have eternal consequences. If we take, for example, the story of Daniel and his three friends. Now, they had the choice of worshiping the king and partaking of his food, or they could choose to do what was right in the eyes of God. And what happened to Daniel's friends? They chose to please God instead of trying to please man. And what happened? They were thrown into the fire furnace and were not harmed because God protected them. And the same goes for Daniel. He could have given in to the peer pressure, just like so many of us today do. But instead of bowing down to the image of the king, he chose to put his life in the hands of God. And we know the story. He was thrown into the lion's den, and when the night was over, he was unharmed. He made the right choice. Doesn't this remind us of the three persons on Mount Calvary? Have you ever wondered why there were two crosses next to the Lord Jesus and not 6 or 10 or 15? Have you ever thought about why Christ was in the center between the two criminals? Why wasn't he placed on the far right or the far left? Could it be that the two crosses on the hill symbolize one of God's greatest gifts, the gift of choice? You know, the two criminals, they had so much in common. They were convicted by the same legal system. They were condemned to the same death. They were surrounded by the same crowd. They were equally close to the same Jesus of Nazareth. In fact, they begin with the same sarcasm. Let's look at Matthew 27, verse 44. Matthew 27, verse 44. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. But then, one of them changed. Look in Luke 23. Luke 23, verses 39 to 43. Luke 23, verses 39 to 43. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? Verse 41. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Verse 42. Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Verse 43. And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." You know, much has been said about the prayer of the thief who repented. And we certainly should admire what he did. But while we rejoice at the thief who changed, should we forget about the one who didn't? Does not the shepherd leave the 99 sheep and pursue the one lost sheep? Does not the housewife sweep the house until the lost coin is found? Yes, the shepherd does leave the 99 to find the one. And the housewife does sweep the house until the coin is found. But if we remember the story of the prodigal son, remember the father of the son does nothing. The sheep was lost innocently. The coin was lost irresponsibly. But the prodigal son left his father intentionally. The father gave him the choice. Jesus gave both criminals that same choice. There are times when God sends problems to stir us. There are times when God sends blessings to lure us. But then there are times when God sends nothing but silence as He honors us with the freedom to choose where we will spend eternity. And the freedom of choice is truly an honor. In so many areas of our life, we have no choice. You think about it. You didn't choose your gender. You didn't choose your siblings. You didn't choose your race or your place of birth or your social status. Sometimes, these lack of choices anger us. It's not fair, we say. It's not fair that I was born in poverty or that I sing so poorly or that I run so slowly. I'm not athletic. It would have been nice if God had let us order life like we order a meal. Maybe some of us would order good health, a higher IQ. It would have been nice, but it didn't happen. When it comes to life on earth, we weren't given a voice or a vote. But when it comes to life after death, we are given choices. We are given a voice. We are given a vote. And if you ask me, that seems like a pretty good deal. Have we been given any greater privilege than that of choice? Not only does this privilege offset any injustice, the gift of free will can offset any mistakes. Think about the thief who repented. Even though we know very little about him, we know this. He made some very bad mistakes in his life. He chose the wrong crowd. He chose the wrong morals, the wrong behavior. But would we consider his life a waste? No, just the opposite. He is enjoying the fruit of the one good choice he made. In the end, all his bad choices were redeemed by a solitary, single, good choice. We've all made some bad choices in life, haven't we? Perhaps at times we've chosen the wrong friends, maybe the wrong career, or even perhaps chose the wrong spouse. We look back over our lives and we say, if only I had done this, or if only I had done that. If only I could make up for those bad choices I made along life's road. You know what? We can. One good choice for eternity offsets 1,000 bad ones here on earth. The choice is ours. How could two brothers be born of the same mother, grow up in the same home, and one choose life and the other choose death? How could two men see the same Jesus and one choose to mock him and the other choose to pray to him? We don't know. But they did. And when one prayed and humbled himself before Christ, Jesus loved him enough to save him. And when the other mocked, Jesus loved him enough to let him. You know, our Lord Jesus Himself had a choice. As He was arrested and taken away from the Garden of Gethsemane to be put on trial, He could have chosen to deny the charges against Him. As He was beaten and whipped until His back was raw and bleeding, He could have chosen to say enough and given up. And as He saw and felt the pain of the nail as that hammer came down on His hand, He could have chosen to stop it from being pierced with the other nail in the other hand. And as He was lifted up on the cross and His back bleeding and bruised and raw, and as He was lifted up in that rough splinters of that wood dug into His flesh, He could have said enough and called the angels from heaven to free Him from His suffering. But instead, our Lord Jesus made a choice. He made a choice to suffer and to die and to take our sins, the sins of the world, upon Him, to be separated from His Father so that we could have eternal life. God gave Him that choice. He allowed the choice. And He does the same for us. What will we choose? Will we choose to be like the thief who mocks and scorns the Lord Jesus Christ? Or will we be like the thief who humbled ourselves before the Savior and make the one choice that can erase all of the bad choices we've ever made in our life? We pray that God will help us to make the right choice.